Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your host, Charvette Mitchell, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're so glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We certainly appreciate you, and we're so glad that you are here joining us today for a phenomenal show that we have lined up for you. We do apologize for a little bit of technical difficulty at the beginning of the show, but we trust that what we have in store for you will make up for that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and let you know of my special guest that I have on the line. My guest is a celebrity acting coach and film director. Her client list includes Busta Rhymes, Music Soul Child, Nelly, Eve, oh my God, the list just goes on, Sean Kingston, Common, and many, many more. She's been featured on the CBS Early Morning Show. She's been featured on BET. She's been featured on UPN News, and she's also the author of a new book, The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have joining me today Ms. Tracy Moore is my special guest on the line.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Great. Hi. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are live and on the air.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, we are glad to have you. And again, we apologize for any technical difficulty. The live lines were a little bit jammed earlier today.
That's okay. Oh. You're here now.
Yes. So let's jump right into the interview.
Okay.
Certainly, tell us, how did you start your career?
Wow. Okay, yeah. The edited version.
Yeah.
Because in the intro, I got tired. I was like, who is she talking about? I came to New York 25 years ago on August 15th, 1983, and I had this strong desire to direct theater. I come from theater. I'm from San Francisco, born and raised, and, you know, I just have a deep appreciative love and respect for theater and actors. And so I was raised on Barney Miller and All in the Family. And,
oh.
You know, and so the excitement for me was seeing the Four Seasons and especially Snow. So I always had, like, this sort of desire to be in New York City. And when I was able to come out, I had gotten accepted to NYU. And once I had gotten here and settled, I thought, well, you know, I don't really want to go to school. Like, I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And so I've always been a practical joker and always entertained my family and friends. So I thought, why not combine the two? And in 1985, I started a company called The Jokes on You. And it was a ensemble of actors, improvisational actors, who went out and we staged practical jokes to hire.
Okay.
And so we did that for 6 years, which was amazing, like, to be able to actually set people up, and then, you know, today it translates into punk.
Yes.
So had a great opportunity of meeting some amazing actors at that time and also comedians. And so the thrill for me was playing jokes, of course, and making people happy, but it was also the opportunity to provide work for actors, and a lot of them were my friends in some cases. So a director friend of mine knew that I had relationships with actors, and he was like, Tracy, why don't you cast this music video? And I was like, well, what is that? And, you know, I went to the drama bookshop here, which I just had a book signing at, and, you know, talk about full circle. And I researched what a casting director was, and there are no books, there are no schools in which you go to become a casting director. Usually the process is that you intern, assist, and then, you know, associate and eventually branch off into your own thing. And so I just was like, I just want to do my own thing. So I called all these casting directors, like five casting directors up, and I was like, you know, I'm looking for information, want to know. And they all were just, you know, very short and some hung up. You know, and I teach in my classes that, you know, in life there are challenges and there are obstacles, and especially, you know, in pursuing acting as a career. However, the beauty is in overcoming it and not allowing it to shut you down. And so I called them back, and I was like, listen, I'm a student at NYU. I'm writing an article on how underrated casting directors are, and that's how I got all my information. That day I became a casting director.
So,
because this business is about egos. And so, you know, when you are catering to certain egos, and, you know, at least people were genuine in giving me information, but, you know, that was me overcoming that obstacle. I wasn't going to allow that to just deter me from what I wanted to do. Cast for music videos, and then went into film. My first film, Just Another Girl on the IRT, had an amazing journey through independent filmmaking at that time, and it was a really great resurgence of time and discovery of new talent. And so from there, New York Undercover, I worked with Spike on Girl 6. I did extras casting, and then after that I did commercials with him for 3 years and went into directing, directing theater, and then just started. The book evolved from just taking notes in the casting space, and then through that, that's how it evolved. And you know, in present day, and that's kind of the edited version.
Outstanding, outstanding. We certainly want to pick your brain some more there. Tell us a little bit more about The Spirited Actor, which is the name of your company, but then you also do monologues and screen study classes. Tell us about that.
Well, The Spirited Actor is a company that I developed. It came out of the need for, in the audition process, watching actors sort of flubbing on the obvious.
Okay.
You know, the most obvious is really treating the audition like an interview. So, you know, you want to make sure that grooming is tight, breath, you know, odor, all of those things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is real. And so just things like that were they sort of jarred me because there were certain expectations that you just have.
Mm-hmm.
And then to even go even further into the craft, you know, if I would say to an actor, okay, so do you have a monologue? Or a director would say, oh, my God, you're great. Do you have anything else? And an actor says, no. I mean, then I was like, okay, wait, somebody's not teaching now because regardless if you use a monologue or not, you need to have a monologue. It's a part of being an actor. And two. And so then I started really just sort of taking notes and watching and seeing what the pattern was and the mistakes and the questions. And so 12 years ago, I was pregnant with my son, and I was slowing down a bit from casting, and three actors asked me to teach, and it evolved from there.
Outstanding.
It was amazing. And so for me, the classes are about teaching. There's not necessarily a technique. I come from the base of an acting coach and a casting director.
Okay.
And so the dual side of me is in coaching, in reading those sides, I get a good insight of what the casting director and the director are looking for. So I can guide and sort of mold the talent in that direction. So that's a good thing for me, and it's a great thing for, you know, the students that I work with.
All right.
So, but I just felt more of a need, and the spirited actor evolved from just that, people's spirit. It had been worn. It had been tarnished.
Rejected.
Big line. Okay. You understand.
Right.
And I was like, okay, enough of the pity party.
Right.
You know, okay, oh, there isn't a role out there for me. I get that, yeah. However, you can create your own role. How about that?
How about that?
How about knowing that you can create your own role? How about doing a one-woman show, one-man show? How about getting a bunch of you actors together and creating a theater company and doing readings or, you know, showcasing talent? And so I started to feel like this cheerleader, which turned into
a motivational speaker,
right.
Which, you know, somebody came to my class one time, and I was like, oh, so is this your first class? And they're like, yeah, you know, but I'm not really taking it for acting. I heard that it's therapy. And I was like, just so you know, I don't have a degree. You know, but I put a little sprinkle dust on you anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where the spirit came from. And then,
okay. You
know, the company just evolved over the last year and a half with my brother, James Moore.
And we give a big shout-out to him.
Yeah, big shout-out to my brother, James, and all the way in California.
Yes.
And he has assembled a magnificent group of passionate, committed, dedicated, oh, my God. I'm just so blessed. I never stop thanking them, but a team of people that I also would like to shout out. And,
Yes. You
know, it's Chautauqua. Collins is the COO who just really structures and keep everything together for me as well as the rest of the team. Just amazing. There's Azania is here in Brooklyn. Carol Wynn is in Washington, D.C., Ingrid Gonzalez, Miami, Florida, Nicole Burney is in Alabama, Jennifer Ferris is in Atlanta, Georgia, Keisha's in Keisha Rucker, Indianapolis, William Carroll, Atlanta, and Mike Prince of Mike Prince Creative, who created the website, is in Atlanta, Georgia as well.
Oh, right. And it's always wonderful to have a dynamic team working with you to help really push the vision forward, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to do this by myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? I really don't, you know, let alone take all the credit for it, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to acknowledge those energies that support you and that challenge you and love you, you know, and see the vision in which you see before it comes to fruition.
Yes. Absolutely. And give us, your website is phenomenal. Give us the web address.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's www.thespirited.com.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Again, we're glad to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you. I talked to a listener on Monday from Alaska, so we shout you out, Alaska, and thank you for joining us. And I am interviewing the phenomenal Tracy Moore. So definitely stay tuned here. Okay, Tracy, so tell us, what other services are offered by The Spirited Actor, your company?
Well, recently we have been doing a lot of seminars, which have been really great. I was doing some workshops here in New York and also in Brooklyn, which consisted of like 4 to 6 hour day-long workshops. It was interactive.
Yes.
And it was great because the first half was just sort of an introduction, and then the second half was dedicated to the audience, and so everybody could participate with exercises and improvisational scenes and reading and getting constructive criticism as well. So those have picked up tremendously, which is a blessing, and I'm going to a lot of different colleges. I also, a couple of things that are current on my agenda. I have a book signing at Human Books in New York on August 19th. I do a workshop at the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, which is in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes, right up the road from us.
Oh, yay. Well, it would be great if you could come.
Oh,
we could hang out.
Yeah,
because that's August 22nd and 23rd.
Okay, and say the name of that conference again.
That is the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival.
Great. And would you say the target is for beginner, intermediate, or anyone anywhere in their acting career?
This is my philosophy, and it's in terms of my classes as well. I don't have beginner, intermediate, or advanced, because what happens is someone who is totally green to the art,
mm-hmm.
they have a energy and an excitement that's not jaded, as opposed to someone who has been in the business for some years and, you know, they feel a little worn.
Uh-huh.
So what they do is they re-energize the people who are working actors or who are consistently out there actors will say beating the pavement, but you know, I say that's a part of the journey. That's what it is. And so, and then the people who are working actors and who are out there consistently, they elevate those people who are green to be better than what they are. And so it balances out in the end. And the first couple of classes I did, because, you know, people were asking me after the first class, what's the next class? And I teach monologue at study, and that's with character development. And they showcase a monologue in front of their family and friends and industry guests, as well as a scene study class. And I do private sessions here in New York as well.
Okay, great. And those that are listening that may be aspiring actors and actresses should stay up to date with your happenings by visiting your website. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Great.
That's where they can find out everything.
Great. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's www.thespiritedactor.com. Again, www.thespiritedactor.com. Okay, so Tracy, tell us, who was your first big musical artist that you had the opportunity to work with? So you've kind of gotten a niche or a corner, if you will, in the market of being able to work with musical artists who are transitioning into acting. So what was the first person that you worked with?
The first person was Vinny from Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
And it was, I would say 97.
Okay.
And he was branching out into hosting, and he really wanted, and he also had a brilliant idea for a television show, and so we were working on hosting skills because I was coming out of VH1. I've been at VH1 and MTV and cast their on-air talent. And so that's how we originally came together.
Okay.
And then it just sort of snowballed into Taj from SWV, Chico Sparge, Faith Evans. And then I worked with Q-Tip, and that was when I got into Violator Management with Mona Scott and Chris Lighty. And after Q-Tip, I worked with Missy Elliott.
Okay.
And then I worked with Buster. And when I got with Buster, at that point, it was like, okay, so how can we do this all the time?
So I'm sure it was a demand on your time, but something really exciting and different.
Well, you know, I didn't plan on acting coach being a career. I thought, I just want to help people transition. You know? And even my brochure said, you know, musical artists and athletes transitioning to film and television.
Okay.
And so, you know, I really didn't and honestly can say I did not have the vision of that. But I came into a time, and I always used to say, find a void, fill it. Mm-hmm. fill it. And that's how I started the Jokes on You. And so there was a void there. And all of a sudden, when I got with Buster, it was, and I'm still with Buster, and it's 12 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, our relationship has evolved to, I mean, we can't even, you know, articulate, you know, it is a true, magnificent relationship between spiritual beings. And we honestly know that we have each other's back as friends, and definitely my job and my commitment to him is to give him everything he needs to be the best that he can be on that screen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have developed that over time. And he also wrote the foreword for my book.
Okay.
So, you know, when I got with him, it was just like, and then I was with him for a couple of years, and I was like, oh, I need female energy. For no other reason, right?
Right, right.
Because I grew up with two brothers. And so I'm watching a video with Eve, Love is Blind, and I'm like, wow, I see something in her. Like, she would be interesting to work with. And 3 days later, I got a call from her manager, and I met with Eve, and I was with her for 6 years up until her television show.
Wow.
Which would have meant for me to relocate to L.A., and at that point, I was at a crossroad in my career where I wanted to go into directing, and that was where I wanted to go.
Phenomenal. And you were on set with her for the making of Barbershop 1 and 2?
Yes.
Great. So, and we mentioned briefly that you do have a book out, The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. Certainly, ladies and gentlemen, visit her official website, www.thespiritedactor.com, to find out more about that. I'm going to touch on that a little bit later also. Tell me, what is the day in the life of an acting coach? What does a normal day look like for you?
Well, I summarize it by saying that I always have a suitcase at the door.
Okay.
A pregnant woman, never know when I got to go.
Wow.
Right? You know, I really feel like I just, you know, I feel like more of a doctor.
Okay.
You know, it varies because I have a schedule of specific clients that have certain days. And so there's structure in that aspect. However, there are times when, for instance, they shot Biggie Smalls' movie in New York City and George Tillman was the director.
Mm-hmm.
And George also produced Barbershop 1 and 2. So, and then my friend Twinkie Bird was the casting director on it. So way before they came here, Twinkie gave me a heads up and said, you know, we're going to be looking for some actors and,
oh.
you know, I want to tap into you and some of your spirited actors. So at that point, I can't even tell you, like every day I was prepping somebody for that film.
Wow.
And whether it was a female, you know, recording artist or a male recording artist, that's, you know, it was like squeezing appointments in.
Right.
And also I coach on the phone. And so I coach some of my clients on the phone and just blocking out that time. So sometimes it gets really hectic. And when there's productions in New York or if there's productions in New York that require certain types, and people will call to get coaching.
All right. So what would you say if there's someone that's an aspiring actor or actress in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia? We have a lot of phenomenal play productions that are taking place. I want to give a shout-out to Redemption Productions and Ron Winston Entertainment, and a lot of local talent that is coming out, you know, recently with recent plays and things of that nature. What tips do you have, maybe 5 to 7 tips for someone that wants to be an aspiring actor and wants to do this as a career? What would you say to them?
Well, one, take a moment before you make that decision. Be completely honest with yourself and know why you're pursuing this business.
Okay.
There's a difference between pursuing it because this is your love and this is your passion than if you are pursuing it to be famous or make money.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little challenging if the second one is your choice.
Mm.
Because this business is not an overnight success. You know, it is a process to create longevity. And my second piece of advice would be, once you've answered that truthfully and you feel that you are ready for this journey, then study your craft. Know your craft. Work begets work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your job. It is your commitment as an actor to work on your craft and study, because it's a continuous process. I would suggest that you find some sort of support system,
okay,
that is positive and loving and gentle, because this business is not. And in being able to self-coach yourself, it is extremely important. You know,
right.
I was at an audition with one of my clients for their show, and one of the executives from the network said to a girl, really, really talented, but you're just not pretty enough to be a star.
Wow. And
that's real. And
yeah.
To have the armor to be able to let something like that just bounce off of you and not affect your psyche. You got to know who you are and have integrity. You have to know what you stand for. You have to know what success means to you, which is another thing that I would say is defining your success, because if you don't, then they will for you. And you're not successful until you've done this film, work with this person, acquired this much money. And that can get a little confusing, especially out in Hollywood. You need a groundedness. And, you know, it's just important to really rebuild the business. This is art, but it's also show business. It's not show craft. It's not, you know, and, it's your business to know the rules and regulations of Screen Actors Guild, because that's what you're striving to be in. You know, or if you are in, it pays to know, you know, the updates in your union. Know what your percentages are. I mean, it is, treat it like a business and set up your house
as and have the business aspect of your art, where you have your mailings and, you know, you set up your shop with your reels and all those things that are accessible and organized so that you're always prepared and ready to present your material.
Outstanding, outstanding. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Tracy Moore. She's a celebrity acting coach and film director. Just gave us some wonderful tips for those that may be aspiring actors or actresses who are thinking about going into this as a career. Certainly you want to give heed and pay attention to the advice given. Also, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to pick up The Spirited Actor Principles for a Successful Audition, which is Tracy's new book. So certainly something that you want to check out. Okay, Tracy, so thank you very much for sharing that. Let's see, what do you think about the explosion of the internet and how it is impacting the acting world? So something like a YouTube, how has that impacted traditional acting?
Well, you know, it's YouTube and it's also reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's game shows. I mean, you know, television now is turning, it's a different space. You know, we're now into game shows and reality shows, and the challenging part is that there are people who are, you know, taking advantage of that opportunity
and
right into another opportunity. That's business, you know. However, there are actors out there who have been consistent and working on their craft and, you know, building their credits and resumes, and so that becomes a challenge for them. I say there's enough room out there for all of us, and I think that the internet is an amazing opportunity, once again, for actors. Instead of complaining about the things in which we know, let's find a solution and put together, you know, now you can get a camera, you have accessibility to cameras, and
right.
You know, people are shooting in their homes, and, you know, so there are no reasons why, you know, you can't create your own career, at least be a part of the creation of your own career when
right.
you have accessibility like this. And there have been shows from the internet that have been bought by the network.
Wow.
So yes.
Someone just scouted and looked for shows or topics.
Well, I think now, I mean, they probably created that position maybe in some of these companies, but now, yes, because so many people have become stars themselves on YouTube. If they're going to generate, you know, over a million hits, somebody's going to look at that and say, hey,
right.
you know. And it's funny because there's a woman, an older woman that was on the internet that was putting all of her business. She's divorcing her husband here in New York,
uh-huh.
Fairly wealthy woman, and she put all of her business on YouTube and his business. And the first time I saw it on Access Hollywood, I said, this woman is going to get a TV show. Somebody is going to see this. She's going to have a reality show. And this woman is getting ready to have a reality show.
Wow. So don't stand and wait for the dream to catch you. You go get it.
Absolutely.
You go get
first
it.
First of all, it's your dream. Why would you want, you know, to give someone else that power over you? It's your dream. And it's about creative control. It's about, you know, longevity. And I used to tell my clients this all the time. It's great to do these cameos and these leading roles and supporting. However, if you want longevity in this business, then produce. Own something.
Right.
Create a foundation of a production company, because that is going to take you, your children, your grandchildren. That's a legacy to leave behind. And it also gives you the opportunity to tell the stories in which you want to tell.
That's right. Absolutely. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Moore, I am telling you, The Spirited Actor. Check them out online at www.thespiritedactor.com. Please check out her new book, The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. Tracy, tell us, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, to motivate, excite, and influence.
I love that.
Thank you. What is motivating and influencing you these days?
My children.
Oh.
They will always influence and excite and motivate me and inspire.
Great.
My children, my daughter Radiance is 24, and she is a graduate from Howard University.
Oh, right.
and my son Miles is 12. And my children remind me of how I want to always evolve to be better and always strive to be better. I think that to watch them witness my journey and give them inspiration and motivation to know that they too can become whoever they choose to be. My son, when he was 3, he used to always say, I want to be the President of the United States.
All right.
And I worked at Sirius Radio at the time, and so they had this dry wall as you walked in, and everybody signed the wall. And Miles wrote at 3 years old, Miles Marable, I want to be the president. I will be the president of the United States.
All right.
So we used to laugh when we walked past it, like, oh, it's so cute, it's Miles' handwriting. So last week I had a conversation with him, and I said, you know, you are made for greatness.
Uh-huh.
Because he had a challenging time coming into the world. He was a preemie. He was 2 pounds, 1 ounce. And, but I knew he was coming home. There was, I mean, I could not be convinced otherwise. And I said to him, I said, you know, at 3 years old, you wanted to be the President of the United States. Now there is a man
mm-hmm.
who is paving that path, who is opening the possibilities. I said, Miles, you choose to be the President of the United States, you now can be the President of the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about trailblazing, right?
And those are the things that I instill in my children. And when I watch how some of the things are not as easily digested as others, however, I understand it's being a parent in the process.
Right.
But the ones that they do grab onto, those are the ones that, you know, fuel me to continue doing what I do.
Great. And final question for you, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to be on somebody's island.
All right.
Silver jewelry, choosing to either write another book, which would be $200, a one-way ticket, and a trunk. That's how I got to New York.
Oh.
And, that would be that title. I will have finished at least 2 featured films, directing 2 featured films by then. And I would like to consider myself retired. However, I will never stop teaching. I will never stop writing. I will never stop doing anything to help motivate and empower actors on their journey. So I'll just be recouping for a minute, and then I'll be back. I'll be at the Spirited Actor Institute, and you know, I'll be teaching master classes there, and, you know.
All of that.
Yes.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, we thank you so much for your time and for
your energy
and for influencing and motivating others.
Oh,
we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate love you, and I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share. And, you know, I really am committed, and the Spirited Actor in general, we all are committed to just changing the world a little bit, you know, making it a better place.
One person at a time, right?
That's all. That's all we
That's
can do.
That's all it takes. Great. Thank you so much again, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Tracy Moore, celebrity acting coach and film director. Please stay in touch with her and keep up to date on things that are going on in her world by visiting her official website, which is www.thespiritedactor.com. Check out her new book release, The Spirited Actor, Principles for a Successful Audition. Again, Tracy, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Hello, ladies. Let's do breakfast. That's right, ladies. Join us for the first annual Virginia Women in Christian Leadership Fellowship Breakfast that is taking place on Saturday, August 2nd, 2008, from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. This is brought to you by N.L. Wells Ministries. Visit them on the web at www.nlwellsministries.com. Again, the first annual Virginia Women in Christian Leadership Fellowship Breakfast. Her mission, her God, herself, her ministry. Check them out on the web, www.nlwellsministries.com. Saturday, August 2nd, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
Did you know that WBO has their first annual convention coming up? You bet they do. It's the Free to Be Me National Business Convention, which is happening October 10th through the 12th, 2008, in Houston, Texas. Learn how to work effectively and efficiently so that your personal life does not have to suffer in the beginning years of your business. Learn how to join together and make mastermind groups, support groups, and other related teams of women that support, guide, and stimulate one another. It is a phenomenal experience to join together and share a wealth of knowledge and to know that you're not alone. So make plans now to attend the convention October 10th through the 12th. You can find out more information at www.womenbizowners.org.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, we're so glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We really appreciate you to stay up to date on all of the great interviews and shows that we have lined up for you. Visit my official website, which is www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Again, that's www.Mitchell-Productions.com. And for my iPod listeners, you can get the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show downloaded to your iPod for free. Just visit the iTunes store, search for me, that's Charvette, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and click on subscribe. Tune in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will bring you another phenomenal and dynamic show. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, peace and love.